Did Charlie know Miss Avalon? Quincy asked.
I don't think so. She moved to town just last year, when we got the federal grant. Then again...
Principal Vander Zanden flushed. He looked at Rainey with something akin to embarrassment. She was very pretty, Rainey filled in for the tongue-tied principal. Very, very pretty.
She's a very good teacher,
Vander Zanden added immediately, but his dark eyes appeared wistful. Melissa Avalon had been beautiful. How old was she? Rainey inquired.
28.
Young enough and pretty enough to attract a 19-year-old, Rainey concluded, and looked at Quincy. He appeared deep in thought. Miss Avalon moved to Bakersville recently?
Last summer. We hired her in August. Frankly, we'd given up on getting the grant, and then boom. You know the feds, obviously.
Where did Miss Avalon come from?
She'd just gotten her master's from Portland State University.
Was this her first job?
Her first full-time teaching position. She subbed in Beaverton's school district before that. That's one of the reasons we hired her.
Vander Zanden gave them the apologetic look of a veteran civil servant.
We have a very tight budget here, and new teachers are cheaper than experienced ones.
Do you know anything about her private life? Rainey asked. Where her family lives, anything? Vander Zanden hesitated. He looked self-conscious again and wouldn't meet Rainey's gaze.
I believe she has parents in the Portland area.
What about past relationships? Maybe an old boyfriend she left behind? A current beau who wanted more of her time?
I think you should ask her parents about that sort of thing. It's not appropriate for me to be commenting on the private lives of my staff.
Principal Vander Zanden, we don't have a lot of time.
Phone calls are fast, officer, he said firmly. It's the advantage of modern life.
Rainey frowned, not liking the principal's sudden lack of cooperation, but before she could push harder, Quincy pissed her off by taking over the interview.
What about Danny's relationship with Miss Avalon? Did they get along well? Did he have any problems in her class? Oh, no, Vander Zanden said emphatically. That's the crazy thing about yesterday.
I would have sworn Miss Avalon was Danny's favorite teacher.
Certainly he loved being in the computer lab and was one of our most adept students on the Internet. Before school, during lunch, after school. It seemed he was always in the lab. Sometimes Miss Avalon even stayed late just for him.